Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, before we get to our new episode, we have an exciting announcement.
Snixmas is back. So please join us for a live taping of And That's What You Really Missed, live from the iHeartRadio Theater in Los Angeles.
We are raising funds and awareness in loving memory of our friend Naya Rivera to benefit Alexandria House.
Celebrate the holidays with us and keep the Snixmas spirit alive.
Join us in person at the iHeartRadio Theater or watch the live stream.
Special guests, performances, unbelievable, gleeful auction items, and a live podcast.
Here are the details. In-person event, December 6th at 7 p.m. from the iHeartRadio Theater in Los Angeles.
And for those of you that can't join us in person, we are streaming the event on December 8th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And don't worry, we'll be watching right along with you and chatting with you live.
We will even have a virtual meet and greet option.
Tickets are available on boxoffice.mandolin.com.
We are placing the direct link to the tickets on our Instagram bio and the notes of this podcast episode. So go check it out and we'll see you there.
Merry Snixmas!
And That's What You Really Missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed. I am Jenna.
I am Kevin.
Welcome back for another week.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Getting into one of our most talked about episodes amongst each other.
Do you care to elaborate on that, Kevin?
This wasn't necessarily our favorite episode, but you brought up a good point, which was watching it again, how did you feel?
Yeah, this week is Acapellas,
right?
And you're coming off of the high of The Pilot and Showmance, which are two excellent episodes.
As Chris said, he likes Showmance more than The Pilot, so it was up there for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. So then you get to Acapellas, and you're like, meow. And that's the way I had it in my mind. But watching it this morning, I had a very different feeling. While I don't love the actual storyline of the Acapellas.
Yeah.
the other parts of this are so great. And it's like the beginning of Kurt coming out. Mm-hmm. And it's the beginning of, you know, Sue and the Cheerios kind of like infiltrating the Glee Club. And so I felt very differently than I thought I would after watching this whole episode.
Do you think it's because we're older now? And I remember back then, we're like, oh, this episode's all about the adults. You know, go back to the kids.
I do remember that as well. Like, we would watch some of the episodes and we'd be like, yeah, get to our part.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. We appreciate a more well-rounded story. Now? Yeah.
We're like,
Before we get into it, let's talk about the state of the world when this episode aired. So this episode aired on September 16th, 2009. I think we were all in Australia for the first time. We flew to Australia. We had two big
press
events.
One in Sydney,
one in Melbourne, and it was the first time I ever went to a strip club. Do you remember that?
We sang karaoke. I don't remember that, but I do remember karaoke.
Oh yeah, we landed in Melbourne, Australia, and went straight to a strip club.
Did I go with you?
I think so. It was very early. The sun was still up.
That's right. We went out. It was raining.
Yes.
We got on the train to get down somewhere, and there was a big newspaper with Glee on the cover.
Yes. We were
like, what is that?
It was very weird, but really, very really weird. Cool. It was our first trip out of the country for the show, and the reception was very, very warm.
I mean, wild.
Pretty unbelievable.
So in both cities, Sydney and Melbourne, we went to these events. And again, it's like two episodes in and we're like, oh, you know, there should be some signing, some autographs, meeting some fans. Thousands of kids showed up.
Yeah.
Thousands dressed like us, dressed in school uniforms. It was it was like jarring and shocking, I think, to us.
It was.
Also, because you were like, why?
Yeah.
You know, it was like the first taste, I think, and it wasn't on our turf. So it was really it felt different.
And it was sort of the first time, I guess, for lack of a better word, that we were treated or experienced things, I guess, for me, that felt like we were sort of becoming known. I don't know, when we got to do things, when we got to do the Sydney Harbour Bridge Climb, like, we autographed things and they put it on a wall with all these other famous people.
We're still up on that wall, by the way. Yes. So if you go to Sydney and you go do the bridge climb, our photo is there. Fun fact.
Are you going to say it?
We were out the night before till God knows when, the morning. And we all were partying like crazy. And the next morning, we get to the bridge climb, or I'm in the hotel room getting ready, and we get a call from the PR from Fox. They're like, hey, you guys, just so you know, like, excited for the bridge climb. Just want to let you know, you get there, you sign your release forms, and then you take a breathalyzer test and you go up. And I'm like, breathalyzer test. I text Kevin. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh yeah,
we were gonna do. I think I'm still drunk.
Yeah, we were all definitely still drunk,
wasted.
And then we were looking at tips on how to subvert.
I shoved
peanut butter,
hash browns. Oh, what?
I didn't do that. I know. I didn't either. We tried to find peanut butter, but we couldn't. And then we ordered. I remember we ordered like room service
hash browns and shoved hash browns down our throats, hoping that like it would soak up the rest of the alcohol. So these photos of us were actually like, I had my sunglasses on. It was the sun, and it was also because I was wildly hungover.
Yeah.
We had a great night the night
We were
before.
Really, you know, kids going living it up. Like it was definitely that sort of trip.
Yeah, 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 and taken care of pretty well.
We also shout out to the Fox International people, like Pam Jackson.
What an incredible crew!
We'll have to talk to Pam at some point, but she would take us on these trips. I don't know how she did it because we were all over the place and crazy and going out, and she had to make sure that we were on time and doing, you know, the professional things we were obligated to do. But
while also enjoying our downtime,
that's
which
right.
She had no problem with.
And
so.
Pam Jackson is just a ray of
it
sunshine.
It wasn't her first rodeo.
No,
that's for sure.
And she took Jenna and I many places around the world after that. So I feel very, very
we'll
thankful.
We'll share those stories. Okay, so we digressed quite a bit. Back to what's happening.
Because that
in
trip
the world.
Was monumental for us.
It was, it was, it was. The number one song in the country was I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Hands down, sense memory. I can hear that song in my bones.
I mean, like we've said it before and we'll say it again, I'm sure. But Black Eyed Peas, because this album was out and these songs were out at that time and we were coming up at the same time, we were doing everything together. Basically, mm-hmm. every award show, every appearance, even trips we took, they were always there for it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we were on the same plane with them.
You guys again.
Yep. It was also when this aired, it was the week of the Emmys, but it was too early for us to be nominated for anything. We were only airing our third episode. Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places. Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's get into the episode, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so Kevin, I think Kevin and I were chatting, and I like to try, we'd like to try something with you guys. We'd like to try a recap format, and you can tell us if you hate it, but I think we should try this.
I mean, when you have these hour-long shows, they're structured into three acts, but also three main storylines. So you have your A storyline, your B storyline, and your C storyline. And okay. sort of order of importance or screen time is A, B, and C. They're tiered in that way. So we thought we'd talk about it in that way because there are so many of us in every single episode that to talk about the main plot points of some of these A, B, and C storylines and go at it like that.
And then give you some of our BTS and memories because I think that's more fun to talk about anyway. All right, so let's try it.
Great.
All right, so in Acapellas, in the A storyline, Will is inspired, if you will, by his failure to go after his dreams as a performer. As Quinn said, like, did you ever audition after, like, mm-hmm. you know, after school or, like, perform? Or did you even try? Which, like, that delivery was great. So Will's parents are also in town, which Victor Garber and Deborah Monk. Like, this is the beginning of, like, the big names, you know, movie stars, TV stars, where you're like, oh, wow, that's cool.
Also, as someone...
Also didn't see them, didn't get to work
exactly.
with them.
Exactly. And also, as someone, like, on the show, we weren't privy to this knowledge or these conversations that these people were going to be coming on the show.
That's right.
So it was shocking to us to get to work and you see their name on a call sheet, like, Victor Garber? What is he doing here?
Mr. Andrews.
Yes. Oh.
Mr. Andrews. And then Deborah Monk, who also like another like queen of comedy, who also is forever embedded in my mind as the mother in Center Stage.
That's right. Don't ever forget it.
Obviously.
An iconic movie.
Well, they are encouraging Mr. Shue's behavior. Because, like, by saying how proud they are and he should go after what he wants. And so Mr. Shue ends up starting a boy band.
Yes. And with
and I feel like this might have been inspired by the fact that all that was talked about in the press for a minute was that Matt was previously in a boy band.
That's right.
Do you think that's right, Kevin?
I think so. And I also think it was a really good way for us to get some, like I said, like adult screen time to see... Yes. Some of these adult characters that we haven't seen that much of in the first two episodes and see their talents and abilities.
Howard Bamboo, Ken Tanaka, Will Schuster, and also Henri. Who was a guest star, John Lloyd Young, who was dating Leah at the time. It's not the reason he got on the show. I mean, he was a Tony Award winning actor in a hit Broadway musical. He just happened to also be Leah's boyfriend at the time. So
and around
why
us.
Not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So John Lloyd Young in there as well. So the Acapellas do so well. Miss Principal Figgins sees their performance at that like dive bar where Emma Pillsbury is just
swooning,
living. And they perform at the PTA event where the one and only Josh Groban is going to come. And that's thanks to Sandy Ryerson.
I mean, also I also love that in the middle of this storyline that the boy band sort of starts to break apart, where you have the Howard Bamboos, it was never my dream.
Ken Tanaka's the pressure's on.
Yeah, and pressure. Saying, you know, like, this really gets my girlfriend going in the bedroom.
And that's kind of like the why I think his motivation for hanging on to this boy band, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and to keep it together, they recruit Finn and Puck to be in mm-hmm. this thing. And so then also it's like, how did they get away with, they performed at the PTA meeting, which was like in a full auditorium with full lighting and stage design. And students
big budget,
and teachers are performing I Want to Sex You Up.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's a different time.
I don't know. I remember them filming this. And were you there, Kevin?
I don't have any memory of this. No, I don't.
See, I don't think you were then. I think it was mainly the girls. And I do remember Chris being there, but I don't remember.
They kept the straight boys away.
No, but because Puck and Finn were in the performance.
Oh, that's right. I was the only one not there. That's what it was.
Which we have to talk about why you also didn't visit with Vocal Adrenaline. Marty's just like missing from this episode. But
I still got paid.
We were there in Manhattan Beach. We shot this where the PTA performance was. And I remember hearing the music and them, and we didn't get to see them rehearse this at all. So we didn't really get to see them perform. But I remember meeting Josh Groban, being very starstruck.
I was very jealous about that.
I listened to his music all throughout high school. I mean, just... We sang You Raise Me Up at my high school graduation. You know, he was doing the song for the Polar Express at the
time. Josh Groban was gigantic. He was gigantic. Easily selling 4 to 5 million albums per album. Just rolling them out. Like, come on.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have Finn, high school boys performing with teachers in a very inappropriate PTA performance.
And also then
moving on.
Josh Groban comes in with a wonderful, wonderful subplot of Sandy Ryerson's promise, you know, Josh Groban to be there because they're pen pals. But Josh Groban actually is serving him some papers.
And also asking him to stop stalking.
Yeah, a restraining order. And it's I do love how everyone is there and everyone is so awkward and uncomfortable. And even Victor Garber, you know, at the end, which is really sweet scene with Matt about you inspired me to go back to school. And like, I'm sorry about Josh Groban. I do love just how weird Josh Groban playing himself on it. Fun fact, he said he was in Ohio because he was inducting Run DMC into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He actually didn't in real life, but Run DMC did get inducted into the Hall of Fame that year. So there's a little credibility to that.
Okay.
It was Eminem, not, you know, when you think of Eminem, you also think of Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
Yeah, so
right.
It does make sense.
Sure.
I also, this is also the episode where we'll point out that Emma mentions John Stamos for the first time.
Right, which I'm sure it was influenced, whether they knew or not that they wanted John Stamos, I'm sure, to be a part of the show at some point. I'm sure that was a Ryan thing that was like, or it was inspired by, and they're like, later in life, they're like, okay, let's get John Stamos in here.
Yeah, maybe it's sort of like, oh, let's make a character like Jane Lynch. Oh, let's just offer it to Jane Lynch.
Fair enough.
Maybe it's that sort of thing.
That's what I was trying to articulate. Thank you.
You know?
Thank you for that. Yeah, yeah. And Stamie does join later.
I mean, I did love, I like seeing the boys do some questionable dancing and singing
the
these
baseball
songs.
References. Oh, and it was pretty.
It was uncomfortably straight.
Yes, is right. Maybe that's why we don't like it so much.
Maybe that's what it is. It's like always in every Broadway show, there's like one dad song. You know,
1,000%.
And the acapella storyline is the dad
song. It's the dad song. Kevin.
It's the glove song in Evan Hansen.
I'm nailing hammer on head. There you go.
See?
All right. So let's talk about the let's get to the good
stuff. What are we doing this episode? So Glee Club's upset because Shu is not a good choreographer. And Rachel,
we hated his song in the last episode, the song choice. We hate his choreography. We just hate Mr. Shu.
He's outdated, you know. And we're Rachel's got some motives. She's trying to win, and she's upset about. She knows that what he's giving us is not going to happen. So
not what the people want.
Scheming. We get some scheming from the Cheerios. Sue and Quinn and Santana, which we get to see so much more of Naya in this episode.
So good.
And some very good nuggets of comedic brilliance from her.
Excellence.
Also, I do love, I feel like, you know, as the show progresses, you get less of the Diana and Naya dynamic.
Agreed.
In this form, and they are so good together.
Agreed.
They're very, very funny.
And like, I just love early Quinn, yes. Early Santana, who are like minions of Sue. Like, it's just, it's so quintessential to this like villain versus the nerd in school. And I love that cliche.
And I love that, you know, like Sue gives these high school kids things to do, some mischievous plots to pull off, but then like high school things happen and they get distracted. Like, well, we tried to do that, but you know, so-and-so is mad at this person, so we couldn't do it. So they set up to hire Dakota Stanley. To Stanley. Jenna, you're Stanley now. Sorry. I got to try. They hired Dakota Stanley to choreograph because he choreographs her Vocal Adrenaline. And the whole thing here is that he is so intense and so good that the New Directions will never be able to cut it and will falter.
So I remember shooting these scenes with Whit Herford, who played Dakota Stanley. Hilarious.
We were cracking up.
The scene that we, yeah. The one with all of us where he's like criticizing us. But earlier on, we go to, we go on location, and I remember shooting this with Kurt and Mercedes. This is where you kind of set up the Kurt's car with the Lincoln and, you know, him driving that car. And there was the last scene of the night that we shot with him in the convertible getting in the car. And we had like run out of time. And it was like one of the first times I think I had realized like, oh, you can't like really go over without like costing a lot of money to the production.
Yeah.
And I think we did that in like one take. I think that was like a very, very rushed thing. And I remember having a line and being so excited that I finally had a line. And I think I got to do it once. And I was like, that's it.
One take wonders.
That's it. But yeah.
We also get that was fun. Another incredible Vocal Adrenaline performance.
I just love when they like put them in the air and then they get on the floor and it was just like, God, they're so good. Fun fact, the girl in Vocal Adrenaline outside by the garbage cans who is holding the other dancer's hair back is Shelby Shum, who is or was at the time Harry's girlfriend, but now they are married with a child and, you know, and she's a friend of ours. But that is Shelby Shum that we get to see.
One of the best people on the planet.
And then also, Kevin, did you know that Dakota Stanley was actually... Cheyenne Jackson was supposed to play Dakota Stanley.
What?
Mm-hmm. So he was supposed to play Dakota Stanley. And I texted him this morning because I was like, I feel like I know this. Like he was supposed to play this role. He responded. And
what'd he say?
I just want to read you the text. Hold on, let me get it. So I wrote him a voice. I sent him a voice message, and he said, "I said, did you? Was it true that you were supposed to play Dakota Stanley?" He said, "Hey, yes, that is true. I was supposed to play that part. Actually, I traveled to LA. I had my fitting, and I got the flu, and I was so sick.
No,
and I think he was like in Xanadu at the time. He was doing Broadway at the time. So poor guy. I was lying on the floor in the costume shop, and it was Lou Eirich that came in, and she was taking care of me.
Aww.
And it was such a bummer. So yeah, that was my. I thought my glee moment was over until Ryan said, "Oh, I have something else for you." And so yeah, it is very, very true.
Oh my God! Thank God he got to come back.
I know, because, you know, what a looker.
It's a shame he's not talented either.
No, yeah, exactly. Terribly, terribly untalented and really ugly. So
yeah,
we'll have Cheyenne on the podcast.
He was also one of those people, Broadway people, I didn't know who he was. And then I remember hearing him sing for the first time and just like, well, that's wild. Not humanly possible or fair.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Like, what? So Sue also tries to get to pretty terrible success. Quinn and Santana to pick off the Glee Club one by one, to mess up their relationships, their morale, all that sort of thing. Which brings us to sort of the C plot of this episode, which is
the best plot.
the best plot, where
the best plot.
Mercedes is noticing that everybody's coupled up, and she and her BFF Kurt are seemingly close and friendly with one another. So Quinn and Santana swoop in to encourage that love interaction. And it keeps happening. Until some of the New Directions step in and be like, we're having a gayvention.
So the gayvention was really fun to shoot. And I remember being so excited I got to say Lady Fabulous. Kurt's Lady Fabulous. that was really we didn't have like a ton to do in this episode, so it was really fun to shoot these little like one-offs, but we were very involved in this Bust Your Windows, I feel. I feel like I was invested in this number.
I mean, basically, yeah, I think our memory of this is Bust Your Windows because
obviously
coming into this show or the season, during the pilot, Amber and I had been talking about, and I think it was Amber and Ryan, they had been talking mm-hmm. about Jasmine Sullivan. Somehow it came up. Amber and I were gigantic fans of Jasmine Sullivan. It was her first album had just come out. And Bust Your Windows was the single. And it was the first time he sort of listened to what we were saying about the music and put it into the show. And mm-hmm. then gave her this gigantic and insane performance that I love that it ends with. Like, you broke my car. You broke my heart.
You broke my heart.
It's so good. And I, do you remember, like, we all went and watched.
Oh, yeah.
So, but
I mean, I feel like we watched every rehearsal. We watched this being filmed. Like, this was
like, it for us. This was like our first music video moment. Also, story-wise, leading up to this, you know, after the Gayvention and the plotting by the Cheerios, Mercedes finally, you know, addresses it with Kurt, and Kurt says that he's in love with somebody else. And on camera, we see he's looking at Finn, but then Rachel comes into frame, and he just says, "It's Rachel."
Rachel.
And
Kevin, were we at this car wash? Were you at this car wash?
I think we were. Yes, we were.
Yes, we were at.
We were at the car wash, but like, I was watching something, but I was definitely more concerned about
learning. You were hidden behind the car.
Yeah, and I was just really focused on learning the choreography.
Yes.
Very professional of me.
Yes.
And so Mercedes launches into this whole number because she throws something through Kurt's windshield. His paper-thin windshield.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And some of our like BFF dancers were in this number.
Hemo was in this number.
Hannah,
who was a Beyonce dancer. It's truly...
like gangs all here. Between Vocal Adrenaline and Bust Your Windows, it was every dancer ever.
And I was like yelling at the TV this morning again. I was like so excited to hear Bust Your Windows.
And we did so that on tour. She came out in an Escalade on tour.
I was getting ready during this number, so I never really got to see
tour
as much as I probably would have liked. But this was, it's the highlight for me. and then it leads us to the really nice scene where Mercedes apologizes for throwing, you know, busting his windows and throwing something at his Lincoln. And I teared up.
And Kurt comes out.
I teared up when Kurt came out.
And that was a really big deal because that wasn't seen on TV, on network TV especially, hardly ever. Mm-hmm. And I think for a teen to do it was also a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And to have that supported in such a big way. Like if you're on network TV back then, it was like that was your way of being exposed to as many viewers as possible.
Right.
Or like TV's changed, you know, the landscape has changed. But back then, that was a very, very big deal.
I also wanted to make sure we didn't miss, Kevin, that there is shirtless shoe in this episode.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a timestamp on that?
I do. It is 7:53.
Are we like 3 for 3? Shirtless in every episode so far.
1,000%. He's making out with Terry, talking about like how being in a boy band was doing wonders, while we know that Terry is actually just trying to actually get pregnant.
Right.
So,
you know, as you do, take your shirt off. In addition to Bust Your Windows, I skipped over this before, but going back to probably my second favorite scene to shoot was the choir room scene where... we are getting berated and insulted in every horrible way by Dakota Stanley. but I remember when we shot that, we were having such a hard time not breaking.
The hardest. This was also a night shoot, like, or late at night. I remember it was like one of our last things up. And it was really hard. And he was actually like, Whit was holding it together so
completely and was like, improvising.
Not a wink. Not a wink. Didn't blink.
Yeah, I don't know what you're trying
to say.
That's
what I meant.
But it's fine.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
It works.
It was
he was professional. We were not. We couldn't
blink.
And he was just spitting out these insults and these things. I also feel like when Leah walks up to him at the end, when they sort of realize that the Glee Club realizes that they don't need him, that they're, what's special about them is that they're different and they're not never going to be. And this is important to remember going forward. One thing is that New Directions is aware that they will never be as good dancers as Vocal Adrenaline. So when we start competing against one another, that makes more sense. And also when Leah, before she storms out, says like, "And I'm taller than you," I feel like that must have been an ad lib.
I think it probably was, because she would do that a lot at the end of scenes.
Yeah. And they were usually pretty funny.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Also, that was the first time we heard Frankentine.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Dragging your knuckles on the ground.
And Frankentine was Corey's Twitter handle in the beginning, before all of us like decided to go back to our regular names, which Kevin can't because somebody has his handle. Anyway, I digress.
Whatever.
And then we get to my favorite scene of the whole show.
What
episode?
What's your favorite scene?
Sue's office, Kevin.
Oh, right. Obviously.
My God.
Sorry.
No, Sue is angry at the Cheerios, at Quinn and Santana for not succeeding in bringing down the Glee Club so that she can get her budget back up. And
a fog machine.
Right. And this is the Sue quote, which will make it into Tardy Takes, because
this is it. This is the quote of the episode.
"I'm going to ask you to smell your armpits. That's the smell of failure. And it's stinking up my office." And then Naya brilliantly crying and running out because she gets her tanning booth.
Tanning privileges revoked.
Tanning privileges.
So good. I also love in that scene too, where Sue's watching videos of her Cheerios on the TV doing performances, just replaying back to her. There were also some really, speaking of great quotes, anytime Will Schuster's mother opened her mouth.
Deborah Monk with the...
Deborah Monk and Josh Groban at the end. And she's... I've maybe never seen a better drunk performance. You know? It is hard to play drunk successfully. And she was very good.
Excellent.
At it.
Excellent. I mean, that is a masterclass.
I didn't have to show my bosoms. Why did I just get up to the mic and grab my...
You did.
My bosoms.
You did. Where are your boobies?
They're melting away. Anyway.
No, I asked that because Kevin has boobs from RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. That's where I asked where your boobies were.
We should do a little, should we do a mini episode about our experience on Drag Race?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Let us know if you want to hear about that.
Yeah. And then go bug Brooklyn Heights and Monet Exchange and Jujubee to come on it. Yeah.
All right. And that's the episode.
That is the episode.
Not so bad.
No, not so bad. And it was fun that they played with the dynamics. There is less Sue in this episode. There's less of the kids. But it is nice to, every once in a while, you got to break it up, you know?
Yeah. And I did enjoy seeing like Howard Bamboo again and like Ken Tanaka and everybody.
I think just like Jennifer Aspen's character at Kendra, Howard Bamboo was also a fan favorite for us.
We loved Howard Bamboo.
Yeah. And also,
Sweet Howard Bamboo,
a singer, like sounded great in this episode.
That's right. That's right.
He's really crushing it. Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, tardy takes.
Give us your tardy takes.
Tardy takes. Just a reminder for people, this is our version of superlatives. So we want to give you our takes each week on some of the following categories. Okay, so let's start with the cringe moment.
Honestly, dancing. Just the dancing, the straightness of the boy band. The acapellas were the secondhand
cringe.
Embarrassment, but I think that was by design, and it was beautifully done.
Yes. It was intentional.
Yeah, that also works for like worst dance move. Again, I mean, anything they were doing. But I do have to point out, I remember when we watched this performance of "I Want to Sex You Up," when Corey starts singing and he gets that little sly, like I'm trying to be sexy face.
Mm.
We were such suckers for that. Because it was so good and it was so adorable and so funny. So that was one of my best like little moments of the episode.
Okay.
Because he sort of did that shit intentionally, you know?
Yeah, he was messing with us.
What was your favorite song in this episode?
Bust Your Windows Out the Car.
Obviously.
Obviously. What about the best line? We hit that one.
Sue, yeah.
Smelling Your Armpits. And
best performance by a prop, I would say the vomit into the trash can. Does that count as a prop?
Oh, I was going to say the rock that was hit into the windshield.
With our powers combined.
Okay.
That's a solid episode.
It's a duel. It's a yeah. duel prop.
Shit that didn't age well.
Well, here's the thing. I think the whole Sandy Ryerson thing of like not being like, is he allowed in the faculty room? He's like, I'm just not allowed 50 feet near children. It's It's like, it doesn't work. It wouldn't work. But it's funny. It just wouldn't work in this day and age. And it's like, is it funny? I don't know. Am I going to get in trouble for that? I don't know.
Also, it was funny because of how, like, uncomfortable and improper it was. Like, we're like, oh, are we allowed to laugh at this? I don't know.
Right.
I do have to say also the insults we got by Dakota Stanley, those probably were not that
kosher.
That's probably not going to fly.
And, you know, honestly, the thing that aged well for me was, like, it still works is, like, the Kurt storyline of, like, coming out. And, you know, it's just that sweet moment at the end.
And something I really appreciated this time was what Mercedes immediately said to him. Immediately it was like, we are your people. You can trust the Glee Club to support you exactly who you are. You don't need to feel ashamed of that. Where everybody wants a friend like that. And, like, right. What a great friend Mercedes was immediately to Kurt. And I thought that was also very, very important to show kids and adults of how to treat the situation, and also sets us up for, you know, the Bert and Kurt thing coming next episode.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait. I had to actually, like, pause it automatically went into preggers, and I had to like pause it, but I didn't want to
because it's so good. I would say an honorable mention best quote was Josh Groban loves a blousy alcoholic.
I love an honorable mention.
They were just firing jokes off in these episodes.
Truly.
Jenna, I have a surprise for you. It's your favorite segment.
You do?
Yeah. It's shit we found on TikTok.
Yes. Give it to me.
So there was this TikToker who pointed out that she wasn't necessarily sure if this was intentional or not. Or, like, these were backhanded, like, credits that Ryan Murphy does on his show. So, for example, in American Horror Story, one of the credits, some of the people were like pale person number one, pale person number two. And then in Glee, she noticed that some of the warblers were credited as super gay warbler, super gay warblers, super gay warbler. There's a whole section of, like, Mason Trueblood he was in several episodes as super gay warbler. And then there's someone else that was labeled as other really gay warbler. So turns out it's true. And he does do that.
We have to look out for more of that. Then,
which makes a lot of sense to me because, so you don't see this on the show, obviously, but in the scripts, I feel like Ian would do this a lot. In the stage directions,
yes.
He would write in all these jokes and descriptions of people that would never be seen on camera, but were just so funny and would make us crack up. So having characters named this for the resumes.
That tracks. It tracks.
That does track.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. You know, I'm just still very impressed with people and how deep of a dive it goes.
Me too. That's why if you're on TikTok and you come across these things and you have questions, DM it to our account on TikTok, which is at That's What You Really Missed. And maybe we're going to talk about it. We probably will. Because
no, we definitely will.
This is fun, and this is fun for me to surprise Jenna with this. This is a good one.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying not having to do it and being told.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanking you.
You know, our incredible producers are combing through TikTok. So shout out to them for messing up their algorithms to discover these
Bless
things.
Bless them. So sorry. Well, that is Acapellas for y'all.
This is how we do it.
I'm pleasantly surprised and taking accountability for the fact that, like, I probably had lower expectations than I should have. And also,
that's on us.
I'm super excited about Preggers next week.
Yes.
So come back next week and recap Preggers with us. And we have a really great guest.
Yes.
You might be able to guess it. You might not. And
what a treat, Jenna. What a spoiler.
Anytime. All right. Well, see you next week.
And that's what you really missed. Bye. Thanks for listening, and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.